This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a guard at Chicago's federal lockup is facing charges after allegedly having sexual contact with inmates. The latest details from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Brittany Hall is charged with sex abuse of an adult ward in custody, a federal crime in this situation, allegedly involving a guard and detainees. The indictment alleges she had sexual contact with four detainees at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in December of 2023. Hall had been assigned to a unit housing female detainees. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Authorities are investigating a fire that destroyed a South Suburban magnesium facility. Fire officials say it started around 11:30 p.m. last night at the Chicago Magnesium Casting Company on Seeley Avenue in Blue Island near Dixmoor. Firefighters say the flames burst through the building's roof and it was difficult to put out because magnesium is a combustible metal. There's been no injuries reported.
Chicago police are investigating an uptick in armed robberies happening right around closing time in Wrigleyville and also some other popular nightlife districts. Authorities say victims are targeted just as they leave bars and order an Uber or Lyft. In about eight incidents, a group of three to four men either demanded the victim's property at gunpoint or forcibly took it. Chicago Gig Alliance organizer Lori Simmons tells CBS News Chicago it could happen to anyone.
This is happening to passengers, but it could just as easily happen to drivers.
Simmons fears drivers could be sitting ducks in busy areas where they could become the next victims.
It's the official end of an era in Joliet as buildings dating back to the 1800s are being torn down.
Demolition has begun on the old U.S. Steel site in Joliet. According to the Joliet Herald News, demolition work on industrial buildings was spotted yesterday close to Collins Street. U.S. Steel stopped work at the site 24 years ago, and since then, it's been an attractive nuisance, acting as a magnet to trespassers. Joliet Mayor Terry Darcy has said for a couple of years that he'd like to turn the 51-acre site into a youth sports complex, but no real plans for the site have been proposed, even though talk about the site's future has been going on for nearly 15 years. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In a nearly day-long hearing on Capitol Hill, Brandon Johnson and the mayors of three other big cities took tough questions about their sanctuary city laws.
Mayor Johnson was meticulous in most of his answers, like specifying that Chicago police do cooperate with immigration agents when they have criminal warrants. So he had few outright confrontations. But the mayor pushed back when Peoria Republican Congressman Darren LaHood pointedly asked him why he persisted with failed policies and then suggested crime is out of control.
You had 573 murders in the city of Chicago.
That's the lowest amount in 5 years under my leadership.
Okay, and you look at the level of violent criminals, sexual offenses and drug dealers.
All violent crime is down in Chicago. In fact, just this year alone, Congressman, respectfully, there's a 20% decrease in violent crime in the city of Chicago.
I don't agree with your statistics.
It's not a matter of whether or not you agree with it. It's a matter of whether it's
my time.
The mayor did not back down on any immigration issues during the long hearing. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A pedestrian hit by a police car in North Suburban Glenview this week has died.
The crash happened before dawn on Tuesday on a stretch of Milwaukee Avenue north of Gulf, where there are fast food restaurants and other businesses. Glenview police say a Cook County Sheriff's Department SUV hit a pedestrian. The 28-year-old Chicago woman was taken to the hospital where she died yesterday afternoon. The medical examiner has identified her as Mercedes Smith of the Near West Side. Police have not shared other details, but say a regional law enforcement team is helping with their investigation. In Glenview, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is injured after jumping out of a building to escape a fire on the west side earlier this morning. It happened around 2 in the 600 block of North Springfield Avenue. Authorities say a male resident jumped from the second floor of the building and hurt his ankle. 9 other residents made it out of the two-story building safely. Firefighters extinguished the flames, and officials continue to investigate to try to figure out how the fire got started. There could be a vote in the city council next week to ban the sale of new fur products. Gerard Brown, owner of Island Furs on the far southwest side, tells WBBM, while some may say fur is cruel, synthetic fur also has its troubles.
It would take hundreds of years before it dissolved in the planet. And that alone will disrupt the soils and everything else because it's chemical. It's a man-made product.
Brown and also the owner of Andreana Furs both say they would go out of business if the ban is put in place.
A body found in northwest Indiana last week leads investigators to Washington State.
Indiana State Police say a body was found on February 28th along I-65 in Crown Point. Officials say foul play was suspected and an investigation resulted in 2 people who recently had been taken into custody by the FBI in Seattle becoming suspects in the homicide. The victim has been identified as Nelson Daniel Ramos Rivas, a 23-year-old Venezuelan national. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Authorities are investigating a homicide after 2 people were killed in the south suburbs. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has 23-year-old Jamari Stigler and 27-year-old Diamond Taylor Harvey died on Sunday near Spalding in Markham. At this time, no other information about their deaths are available. Sports, here's Josh Liss.
That's the playoff caliber Senators on ice with the second to last place Blackhawks at the United Center. And thanks to the Hawks, Craig Smith scoring early in the third period, a tie game drifts all the way into overtime. We're 46 seconds into the extra session. Goalie Arvid Soderblom trying to stand up to a breakaway gets burned by a deflection off a Senators skate into the net. And the Hawks lose 4-3. They still pick up a point. Soderblom 26 saves in the loss. Spencer Knight was the backup. Peter Mrazek could be traded before the deadline tomorrow at 2, and then the Hawks have a game tomorrow night with Utah. Washington tops the Rangers 3-2 on Tom Wilson's overtime goal. Alex Ovechkin scores in the third period to tie it. 885 means Ovechkin's 10 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. Loyola's in a three-way tie for third in the Atlantic 10 at 11-6 after beating back Davidson 82-72. DePaul 3-16 in the Big East after an upset at Providence 80-77. Maryland takes down Michigan, so Michigan State clinches at least a share of the Big Ten regular season title. SIU, Illinois State, and UIC all in separate action. Round 1, day 1 in St. Louis, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Women's Big Ten in Indy. Illinois has Nebraska on the menu at 5:30. The White Sox and Jonathan Cannon play the Giants at 2. Also in spring ball, the Cubs and Justin Steele play the Royals tonight. And the Bulls are up in Orlando. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new study warns Parkinson's may soon become more prevalent.
The Parkinson's Foundation estimates there are 10 million people worldwide with the progressive neurological disorder. This new study, published by the medical journal The BMJ, says by 2050, there will be 25 million people with the disease, due largely to the world's population aging. The average age of onset for Parkinson's disease is between 60 and 70 years old, but some early onset cases can begin at age 20. It is more common in men than in women. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A travel expert says you should resist a common temptation on your next vacation.
Enjoy the trip, but hold off on the social media posts until you get back. Travel YouTuber and University of Illinois professor Mark Wolters tells the Noon Business Hour, obsessive social media posting sends a message to the world that your home is empty. It could also be an invitation to steal your identity.
You think it's just a nice, fun thing, saying, there's my name, I'm going to Paris, but it might have your number for your frequent flyer program right on there, and that's something people could use, and they could use it to steal your information.
Plus, if you wait to post, Walter says,
then you're not spending all this time trying to make the perfect post about what you want to say about your wonderful time in Jamaica, whereas you can actually enjoy Jamaica and then worry about the perfect hashtag later on when you're back home.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
President Trump is expected to issue an executive order as early as today, directing the new Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon to start the process of dissolving the agency. Completely eliminating it would require House approval and 60 votes in the Senate, which seems unlikely given the current political makeup of those bodies. Republican-led efforts to dismantle the Department of Education date back to the Reagan administration in the 1980s.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is among the government agencies undergoing a downsizing, VA Secretary Doug Collins.
In response to President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency and Workforce Optimization Initiative, VA is conducting a department-wide review of its organization, operations, and structure. Central to these efforts is a pragmatic and disciplined approach to eliminating waste and bureaucracy, increasing efficiency, and improving health care, benefits, and services to veterans.
Collins plans to drop staffing levels to what they were in 2019, around a 15% decrease in the workforce. He plans to get that done by September.
Farmers across the country are waiting nervously to see what effect President Trump's tariffs will have on them.
Ray Young farms safflower and half a dozen other crops on 3,000 acres in Sacramento County, California. He says tariffs could help him.
We import a lot of safflower for safflower oil. So for Mexico, well, if they raise the tariffs on those guys, it's going to help us out.
But he says if Canada raises its current tariff on imported safflower, that could hurt him. Young says that tariff uncertainty has become a major consideration for farmers, just like the weather and the prices of crops.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.